Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Wednesday, October 25th, 2017. Arizona Senator Jeff Flake made no bones about why he will not seek re-election, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a martyred married couple. The Clinton campaign was found to have funded research for the infamous Trump dossier, and Pope Francis is returning the responsibility for accurate liturgical translation to the local bishops' conferences. The Associated Press reports that in a fiery speech on the Senate floor, Arizona Senator Jeff Flake announced that he will not seek re-election in 2018.
Let me begin by noting a somewhat obvious point, that these offices that we hold are not ours indefinitely. We're not here simply to mark time. It must also be said that I rise today with no small measure of regret. Regret because of the state of our disunion. Regret because of the disrepair and destructiveness of our politics. Regret because of the indecency of our discourse. Regret because of the coarseness of our leadership. We must stop pretending that the degradation of our politics and the conduct of some in our executive branch are normal. They are not normal. Reckless, outrageous, and undignified behavior has become excused and countenanced as telling it like it is, when it is actually just reckless, outrageous, and undignified. And when such behavior emanates from the top of our government, it is something else. It is dangerous to a democracy. Despotism loves a vacuum, and our allies are now looking elsewhere for leadership. Why are they doing this? None of this is normal. And what do we, as United States senators, have to say about it? The principles that underlie our politics, the values of our founding, are too vital to our identity and to our survival to allow them to be compromised by the requirements of politics. Because politics can make us silent when we should speak, and silence can equal complicity. I have children and grandchildren to answer to, and so, Mr. President, I will not be complicit or silent. I've decided that I would be better able to represent the people of Arizona and to better serve my country and my conscience by freeing myself of the political consideration that consumed far too much bandwidth and would cause me to compromise far too many principles. To that end, I am announcing today that my service in the Senate will conclude at the end of my term in early January 2019.
The Atlantic reports that Flake admitted that he was not likely to defeat a primary challenge before the 2018 midterm elections if he remained committed to his core beliefs on immigration and free trade. Today's quote of the day comes from St. Thérèse of Lisieux. You cannot be half a saint. You must be a whole saint or no saint at all. Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor Saints Chrysanthus and Daria. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Saints Chrysanthus and Daria are martyrs of the early Christian period. All we know of them comes from the Acts of the Martyrs from the 5th century and of no historical reliability according to Catholic Encyclopedia. Chrysanthus was the only son of an Egyptian patrician and received a high education but, tired of Roman excess, read the Acts of the Apostles and converted to Christianity. Chrysanthus's father was upset with his conversion and tried to tempt him with prostitutes to no avail. He arranged for Chrysanthus to marry Daria. Chrysanthus evangelized Daria and convinced her to live in a Josephite marriage. They were responsible for many conversions, including the tribune Claudius and his family, who were subsequently martyred, and 70 of Claudius's soldiers. Chrysanthus and Daria were both martyred and buried in a sand pit near the Roman catacombs. A church was built over their burial site. Saints Chrysanthus and Daria, pray for us. Fox News reported last night via the Washington Post that funding from Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign and the Democratic National Committee was at the root of the salacious Trump dossier scandal during the 2016 presidential campaign. The money from the Clinton campaign and the DNC went to Fusion GPS via attorney Mark E. Elias, an attorney who represented both the DNC and the campaign, who retained the services of Fusion GPS from April 2016 until days before the election. It was Fusion GPS who hired former British intelligence officer Christopher Steele, who had ties to the U.S. intelligence community and the FBI, to write the dossier. After the election of President Trump, the FBI had arranged to compensate Steele for continuing his research into Trump and Russia, but that arrangement was canceled when Steele's name became public. As for Fusion GPS, so far they are refusing to divulge who specifically supported Steele's work. In this Celestial Musings, recently Pope Francis responded to comments by Cardinal Robert Serra of Guinea about the Holy Father's document, Magnum Principium, which reduces the Vatican's control over translations and places the onus of authenticity in liturgical translation upon the local bishops' conferences. Bishops aren't even translating Pope Francis's teachings in Amoris Laetitia in light of the comprehensive teaching of the Church. What makes anybody think that they will not abuse liturgical translations much the same as they abuse doctrinal translations? I, for one, am not fully convinced that this is a good thing. But I do hope, sincerely, that I am proven wrong. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-size truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, The Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.